are listening to Real World News. Biosafety law needed in El Salvador to stop GMOs. Friends of the Earth El Salvador focuses on the risks caused by the widespread use of genetically modified organisms or GMOs in the country. For this reason, a biosafety bill is being put forward in order to preserve peasant farming and the country's genetic resources 4 years after GM seeds were approved in the country. In response to pressure on El Salvador's administration over GM production, CESTA Friends of the Earth El Salvador warns about the danger that GMOs represent for peasant agriculture and biodiversity. The Salvadorian Environmental Organization believes the use of GMOs should be phased out, especially GM seed production, under any circumstances. The negative effects of GM crops on human health, the environment, and family economy have been verified. It also causes national agricultural production to lose its identity, says CESTA Director Silvia Quiroa. The risks of promoting GMO are high, said Quiroa, besides the assumption that GMOs will solve food scarcity in the country have been proven to be false. The warnings also call for urgent measures by the Salvadorian state, such as the passing of a biosafety law that should ban the use of GM seeds and force companies to label all products containing GMOs. There are many peasant families in our country that conserve a diversity of seeds from multiple species, colors, and shapes. Those are the seeds we need to preserve, since they will ensure the sustainability of peasant production, said Jose Acosta, responsible for programs at CESTA. He believes that peasants have been marginalized by public policies. Instead of promoting GM seeds that only contaminate the environment and cause a great dependence on international corporations, we should invest in peasant agriculture, which is being marginalized by social policies and in a series of benefits that should be provided to the sector, said Acosta. He also claims that a legislation to protect the ecosystem is necessary. This depends on the Ministry of Environment and Natural Resources and the Ministry of Livestock and Agriculture. Meanwhile, Edith Campos of CESTA's Food Sovereignty Program recalled in a press conference that the state institutions failed to take action when Section 30 of the Seeds Law was repealed in 2008. The section banned the import, introduction, selling, and distribution of GM seeds. The section was repealed to allow the introduction of GM seeds. Monsanto carried out GM trials in the National Center of Livestock, Agriculture, and Forestry Technology, or CENTA, an area that is still contaminated and the government has not been able to clean up. For this reason, it is important to have a biosafety law to say no to GMOs rather than having a biotechnology law, since the Salvadorian state has forgotten so far about the Cartagena Protocol, signed and ratified to regulate GM international trade through safety measures that suit the consumer, industries, and environmental needs. Finally, Acosta highlighted the need to legislate on these issues by permanently banning such technologies.
You are listening to Real World News.